Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
All right, before we get into today's episode, know that this was recorded before the huge bombshell dropped on Tuesday night that Eddie Maguire has been fired. We will get into that next week. I do not want to exclude the boys from this discussion because holy shit. But for now, we are living in the past. The world where we don't know Eddie Maguire is about to stand down the day after we recorded this, and it is significantly worse than the bliss I am currently recording this in. So enjoy this episode and know that, we're talking about a lot of stuff that has aged very poorly.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Do you know what? It feels powerful because this is the first time in about a year we're all in the same room. And fuck, that question hits hard in person.
It does. I could kiss you all if I wanted to. I'd give you all cheeky little kiss.
You could.
Not gonna because COVID.
Yeah. I was going to say, still under current guidelines, it's still not recommended to give everyone a big kiss. But maybe in the future, Tom.
I'm looking forward to it.
Something to look forward to. That's
I need something to look forward to, boys.
You do.
Oh, boy. I need some bright lights because the answer to that question at the moment, Sean, is it's complicated. Yeah. And it's wild that I'm two rounds in, and because of COVID, Geelong haven't played a game yet.
That's crazy. No, Tom, I think you'll find – please don't mislead our listeners, some of who may not be up to date with the COVID.
Yeah, it's crazy that because of COVID, Geelong haven't been able to play any games so far. That would explain why they're the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
With a percentage of like 21.
Well, I mean, they haven't played, have they?
No.
No. Mm. Oh, fuck. It's killing me. Mm. Fuck. I want to die.
But, Sean, on the other hand, Brisbane.
Yeah. Oh, boys, I fully believe I'll be shaving my head very soon.
I think you, mate, your joy, the joy radiating off you. Yeah. I'm glad we're in person.
Yeah.
Because I can bask in the light of your joy.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, fucking hell. It feels good. The percentage of like, what, 750?
Yeah. 757, I believe.
That's just the glory days. I feel like I'm back in 2001 again.
It does. Look, it does feel like that. You've got a powerhouse forward line.
Oh.
You've got some gun mids.
Yep.
Sean, early in this year's episodes, I think the first episode we did this year, you told us that everyone was sleeping on Brisbane. And Dusha and I, while believing you, also thought, oh, this is just Sean. But Sean, I think everyone's sleeping on Brisbane.
Where are they weak? Where's the weakness? I don't think there is one. Having said that, we've played two teams so far and both of those teams are not going to play finals, you would think.
No.
Well, it seems near impossible at this point.
If they were going to play finals, they're not anymore because I think you've destroyed their morale.
Yeah.
And we'll get to your game soon. But I think that the team that you played this week, mate, like there was a bit of spark about them last week. This week, you fucking killed them. They're a dead team.
Would have expected a little more fire in the Q clash.
I would have thought so,
especially
too.
After last year where it was a draw.
Yeah. And even based on like previous week's form, like you didn't put Richmond to bed, and you could have.
Yeah.
And like you put him to bed, but you didn't like you could have drowned them, basically. Yeah.
There were moments in that game where you thought, oh, yeah, if they get a run on, they could come back.
And the Suns were looked like decent-ish right, for
so a let's just put a cork in it for a second.
We're back in the room and I'm all excited, boys.
Shave my head now.
I've got the Clippers.
I understand why you want to start your fixture on Sunday, Tom, but unfortunately, we still got to get through Friday and Saturday.
Don't think any games happened on either of those days.
Friday, again, another fucking huge and close game, but unlike last week, none of the games after this game were close.
No.
And this was a big week of murders.
Yeah.
But yeah, Friday night really fucking brought it.
Your team?
Yes,
your
Carlton,
team playing on Friday night?
Unlike your team, Tom, the team that I have a membership for are 0-2, but have had a lot of fight about them. They're obviously underperforming, which again is something that we realized off air between us this week. I may be a curse to teams because Carlton at the moment are performing very similar to how Essendon in the AFLM perform at the start of the season, where there's a lot of promise and then zero wins.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, you're not wrong. There's a lot of similarities there. Players that love tackling people in both sides. A big swaggery forward who loves to start fights in both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It feels the only thing you're missing is a defender who wants to like beat up first year players.
Who's the Bombers' forward. Swaggery forward?
Stringer.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of him as a big swaggery forward.
I mean he's got big swagger, not that he's a big forward.
He's got much bigger swagger than his tiny little package should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I went there.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah. No, fair enough. We'll get to him in a couple of fucking weeks when it matters.
Yeah.
What matters now is AFLW and Carlton.
Have you given up hope, Joel?
No.
Good.
No.
Good
boy. Because they're still for patches of this game, like they could have won it late had they have kicked straight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the last 10 minutes of the game, Carlton had 16 forward 50 entries to zero.
It's fucked.
And kicked, I think, two behind.
It's fucking unbelievable.
And took a huge, potentially game-changing mark with about 2.5 to go in Taylor Harris.
Rushed the kick because that 2.5 minutes must have seemed a lot shorter on the game and the ground.
Has Daniel Harford got any hair left?
He didn't have any to start with. He's an upside down head, Daniel Harford. He's going to be beardless by the end of this season because he's going to start. I have to say though, he is the most chill man in the world.
I love him.
He was interviewed during the game, chill as fuck.
Yep.
He was commentating the next day. They asked him about the game, chill as fuck. It's like, you are Mr. Unflappable.
Yeah, he's not panicked.
Nah.
And he shouldn't be.
Not at all.
Yeah, what if you lost both games by a goal?
Yeah, literally a goal. Yeah. So even though Carlton are 0-2, they are, I think, like, kind just outside finals
percentage
contention.
Would be fine at the moment.
Oh yeah,
it hasn't taken a hit.
It's like 84 or something.
Yeah. Got to get a win next week though.
Oh yeah, big time, big time.
Yeah,
I think 0-3 is fucked. Especially considering then that puts you what's this top six?
Yeah,
and there's currently six teams who are 2-0.
Yeah,
so if you were to go 0-3, bye bye.
That would be game over. Good night.
Good night.
But yeah, let's just quickly talk about this game. The burst by Western Bulldogs in the first 5 to 10 minutes of the last quarter was fucked. They hit Carlton like a fucking hurricane.
Yep.
Look, it's no surprise that the captain, Ellie Blackburn, was like, fucking all right then, I'll do it. And kicked two goals back to back. Just like, I think kicked a goal late in the third and then kicked that first goal of the fourth.
She's a jet.
And she's a gun.
They were flying. And then, if we're talking about huge quarters, Taylor Harris's third quarter was also fucked.
It was a game that I think lived up to the hype of it being, obviously it was Pride round, but originally the Pride match started between these two clubs. It was a big round for them.
Yep.
And they are big clubs with a bit of history behind them within the AFLW. I mean, not talking about sort of the men's rivalries, but within the women's comp, there's a bit of history and rivalry between the two of them, considering I think in the first Pride game had held the record, I think, for the highest ever score. Gemma, again, will correct me on this.
Mm.
And Lachlan kicked like 8 or 7 goals or something. No, 10 goals, smashed them. And then I think in the following one, like Carlton came out and won. And so they've had...
I'm not going to confirm or deny any of these stats that he's pulling out. He can hang himself.
Yeah. I'm 100% confident on the Lachlan kicking 10 in the first Pride match.
Yep.
And I think it's the highest score.
10 goals.
Kicked 10 goals, yes.
She kicked 10 goals by herself.
Oh, maybe it's 8. Maybe it's 7. You know what? I'm confident. Fuck it.
Where was this yesterday when we were talking about those Brisbane Lions players who kicked 4 goals apiece and we're like, oh, I wonder if they'll get to 5.
Yeah, but, well, they're not Brooke Lachlan in that first game.
Okay.
That
okay.
game early on.
Fair enough.
I just, are you
looking? So that was 2018, wasn't it?
Yep, 2018. You could just go back to the through the fucking AFLW app to that first Pride match.
I think you're going to find that she probably kicked 3
10 goals. No, I insane. Think she kicked 10. Boys, you know what? I'm going to kick Brooke Lachlan goal and just see what it says. It's like oh, okay, 7.
7.
Oh, she kicked 7.
7.
Okay.
I was right. I said 7 and then
you said 10.
No, I said 7.
I don't remember that.
I got excited and said 10, but I think it's probably 7.
Remember when she kicked 20 goals?
Guys, remember that game where she kicked 108 goals?
7's huge.
Yeah. So there's what I mean is there's history, and I think this game lived up to that hype and history in that it was a close game.
Yep.
Either side could have won it at different points.
Yeah.
And there was some I'll tell you what, Taylor Harris. She gave away a free kick at one point that was a bit undisciplined, and I think then just was pretty angry about that free kick.
Yeah.
And then channeled all of that anger into every tackle she laid for the rest of the game. Every tackle she laid from that point on, it took the Bulldogs player a good 30 seconds to get it.
There was also a mark in the middle of the ground by Maddie Presbarkas, but we'll get to the Taylor Harris, because Taylor Harris took two huge marks. Mm. One of them was fucking enormous, and people have probably seen photos, but Maddie Presbarkas took a mark that no one's really talking about, but she outmarked two Western Bulldogs players, but one of them copped one of Maddie's knees directly in the lungs and was just collapsed off the ground. Maddie didn't even look. It was just like, whatever. I've laid waste to a player, but that does not faze me.
I'm the reigning best and fairest for the league. Fuck you.
Yeah, it was kind of like, it was like an uncunty Toby Green situation because like when she kicked out, she kind of put her... Yeah, like she didn't do anything wrong. It was just like one of those marks where I was like, yeah, that was big collateral damage there. Yeah. And she didn't give a shit.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
And I loved it.
She's absurd. There was a passage of play early on in that game where I was just watching and it's like, man, you know, it'd be good to have 5 of them in your team. She just picks the ball up. She's like, oh, I've got it.
Mm.
I've got it again. There's 8 people. I've come out the other side. Guess what? I've got the ball.
Yeah.
Get her to Geelong.
Get her to Geelong.
No, I think she's pretty.
Get everyone to Geelong. We need.
We don't want to waste her.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you.
I reckon.
Fuck you.
She embodies.
I thought I was around friends.
Maddie Presbarkas embodies the Carlton team at the moment. Just fiery as fuck. So Carlton obviously having a few issues with like converting and stuff like that. And I think Taylor Harris kind of embodied that a little bit this week, where like she would take huge marks, but then it seems like she was kind of rushing some of the kicks.
Took potentially mark of the year.
Yeah, that was a fucking.
I think it will be.
Yeah,
fucking huge.
Yeah,
good luck. Pack mark.
Good luck beating that.
Like, yeah, I actually don't see unless you're gonna have 20 players and climb on top of the 20.
Yeah,
that's the only way you get. The only person who can beat it will be Taylor Harris next week.
She probably will, and she'll kick the goal.
Yeah. I can't wait for her to be up for all 3 mark of the year.
So. That would be funny. Imagine just a player even being nominated for 2. That would be funny.
Yeah.
Just on the highlights reel, it's like T. Harris.
Gil would interfere and be like, oh, just give her the best
one. I'm sick of Gil. Shut the fuck up, Gil.
Yeah. He was at the Collingwood Geelong game giving out autographs. Who the fuck do you, who's getting, oh, I want to get the administrator of the AFL's autograph. And I said this to you boys, the only way that's a good idea is if the autograph is secretly a piece of paper that says, I hereby hand over control of the AFL to the undersigned. And then Gil signs it. And then you go, thanks for the autograph, Gil, you're fired. And he's like, what? And you unfurl the piece of paper and he has to hand over all his accreditation and his big suits.
Yes.
That should be everyone's mission for the rest of the season.
Get Gil's autograph, get him to hand over control of the AFL.
I hereby declare that I hereby declare that Joel Dusha is officially
CEO of the AFL.
Signed
in perpetuity.
How good's footy?
Yeah. How good's footy?
Do it to Eddie as well.
Now, again, fun. Eddie, you've just got to touch skin on skin.
That's right. I forgot
or
skin on
even
skin.
Even better, fire him out of a cannon into the sun.
That would be great.
That'd be the best.
I can only assume that it was Collingwood supporters getting autographs from Gil as he came out and said, backed Eddie after that fucked press conference.
Well, he did the weakest thing in the world where he was just like, oh, what he said was probably not correct. And you know what? I feel like we just want to, I want to make the rest of the show an Eddie free zone because AFL soon will be.
No, look.
And I feel like it has to be soon.
Look, this is the easiest way to do it. So that was Friday night, and then the rest of the games of the round were fucked. Collingwood played on Saturday afternoon against Geelong, which is where this event took place, where everyone was apparently scrambling for Gil's autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Eddie?
Just that he fucking sucks and I hope he gets fired. There's just like, there's no, he needs to step down and he will step down. My prediction is he'll step down and it'll be him being a hero because he has to be a martyr in this story.
Of course.
There was a great article that I saw that just described him perfectly being like, he will never know when to step down though, because he's just so, he's the way he's set up in his life. Is he has to be the most important person in the story. And he can't imagine a world in which he is not the most important person in the story,
yep.
Such as his ego and his grandiosity, I think, well, is the phrasing.
I don't think he'll stand down.
Every villain is the hero in their own story, Tom.
Yep. And that's it. And
he's going to have to.
Yep.
Step down.
I think he'll step down in a way that's like, oh, I want to.
It was on my terms.
It's on my terms. I'm doing this. It'll be him doing it for the betterment of the club.
Yep.
Like, they're just, yeah, it's just, he can't continue because the crux of the whole report and review was that there was systemic racism from the top. He is the top.
Mm.
He's been there for 20 years and now he's like, well, I'm going to do, you know, bring in all these great actions because this is what we're going to do. You were there for 20 years. So when this report was conducted over all these events that this report is talking about, you've been there.
Mm.
You have also directly been involved in so many of the incidents it's referring. There's also a part of that review that says, not even about the systemic racism, but that members, high-level members of the board were putting their own thoughts and feelings and beliefs ahead of the club. Gee, who does that fucking sound like?
Yep. Yeah.
They're all pieces of shit, top to bottom.
Yeah. Well, I hope Eddie steps down off a fucking cliff.
Yep.
And anyway.
Into football jail.
Yeah. Or hell.
Nah, football hell. That's way better.
Just regular hell.
No. Footy hell.
He shouldn't be allowed anywhere near footy. Yeah.
You know what? I like that, actually. Just regular hell.
Yeah. Anyway, Collingwood, very impressive on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm sad again.
It hurts to say that, to be honest.
Yep. It.
There was fire in this season.
This killed me because we looked good for a lot of that first quarter.
Oh, who'd they beat?
Oh, they beat Geelong.
Oh, that team that hasn't played because of COVID.
Yeah. So the team that definitely played, and I don't, Tom's going to end up, we're speaking about Eddie stepping off a cliff into hell.
Yeah.
Tom's going to end up in jail for like spreading misinformation about COVID during a pandemic, trying to blame his football team's bad performance on made up facts.
It's
disgusting, really.
You're better than that, Tom.
I am. So is my team,
yeah.
To be honest. No. Hear me out.
So
it feels like we've gone backwards this year because last year we didn't win a lot of games, but the losses were closer. Like the loss to you guys, we felt like we were in it right up until the end.
You beat us.
The loss to the Crows. No, we didn't. Dakota Davidson kicked that ripper goal.
Didn't Geelong beat?
No, we didn't win a game at GMHBA last year.
I could have sworn our last game was a loss to Geelong.
Wouldn't have thought because our last game was an absolute smashing by North Melbourne. The reason last round, the previous round hurt so much is I think North Melbourne kicked 18 unanswered goals on us in the space of two rounds, yes. Technically.
Yep.
I think you beat us. I think our only wins last year came against Gold Coast and I want to say Richmond.
Am I thinking the year before?
Year before,
it's by 27 points.
Yes, and I think Kate Darby kicked 4 goals.
Okay, let's not speak of that.
Your last game you lost pretty badly to Collingwood.
The final.
No, round 6.
Before the final.
Mm.
And then you lost the final.
To Carlton.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, the point is, last year I felt like the losses we had, while they were obviously losses, there was glimmers of hope. Like you could see, oh, okay, they're building here. And we didn't get blown out of the water by Brisbane. We just lost. We didn't get blown out of the water by Adelaide. We were competitive right up until the final beat. The two losses this year have the first one, I thought, okay, look, North Melbourne are very good.
Yep.
They're the benchmark. That's cool. This one, that first quarter performance, we kicked 2 goals. We were defending really well.
You kicked 2 goals, 2, and your final score for the game was 2 goals, 4.
We then gave away 2 dumbass fucking 50s. Like, and I'm not saying the umpires are wrong. I'm saying that our players should know better because they have.
Yeah.
Matty Carrick has been around the AFLW since its inception playing for Carlton. She knows better than to try to run to keep up to the mark when the umpire's telling her to get out of the way and it resulted in a 100-meter penalty and a goal.
Jesus.
That's just not a thing that I think senior players should be doing. There's a bit of ill discipline. And then the system just fell apart and it just is really. Boys, I don't know where to look. It's kind of like last year there was hope. This year, we're only 2 games in, and I always believe, but it's hard to fucking watch this 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, well, next week.
We just had no answers.
Well, we thought we were going to have no fixture for next week when we started recording. We've got one. But next week, you are playing Western Bulldogs, and that is toughy.
Can I ask, how does it feel that your season's already over?
Oof.
Oh, man.
Can you see a way back?
Always. We have to win next week.
Good answer.
If we're 0-3.
Foolish, but.
Sean,
big tick for Hart.
If we're 0-3, it gets really fucking hard.
Nigh on impossible.
Yeah. I think in the next couple of weeks we get Morrison back, which will be handy because we're getting killed around the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And if she's on the ball, well, then all of a sudden we're a better side on ball.
So at the moment, so for clarification, I guess, so Carlton are ninth currently. They're 0-2 with an 84%.
Yep.
Geelong, currently bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
0-2 with a 21%.
It sucks.
Dark days.
It's really bad. It's. Yeah.
I was going to post a screenshot on our How Good's Footy Twitter, which was like where our respective teams are on the ladder. Geelong didn't fit into the screenshot.
It hurts.
Because they were that far down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm aware, sure.
Yeah.
I thought we were friends. Fuck you. You're a cunt. It's just.
I'm sorry, Tom.
There's
it's going to turn around, I believe.
I think it has to. It can't get worse. Yeah. I think the thing is that there are players who are performing.
We're making fun of your footy tips. Keep talking.
Yeah, I tip Geelong every week.
It's all right. I had a bad week. I tipped fucking. I didn't tip Adelaide. I tipped the Giants.
Oh, what?
Why? Hurt me. I dropped from like 12th to 40th.
Yeah, you're below me now. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, look, there are some bright spots in that they're like playing debutants.
Yep.
Which is good. Liv Barber kicked a first goal. Fastest first ever goal in AFLW history with 38 seconds.
That's fucking good.
It was the most cooked goal ever. Almost didn't happen.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Getting more game time into some of our sort of younger like players who were stepping up last year who've stepped up again in Becky Webster. Amy McDonald had another fucking ripper. Purcell keeps playing really well. The problem is there's a few other players who got to a level last year and they haven't. Like, Cranston's been playing as a deep forward, and I reckon in the last 2 weeks she may have had 4 touches total across 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I just chuck her on the ball for a bit.
Well, I don't know why they don't. It's pretty bizarre at this point.
Maybe it's the simple fact that the players on the ball have gone past her on the ball.
Haven't they, though?
I have no fucking idea. We didn't have Millie Brown playing in the back line, which kind of hurt us.
Do you want me to jump in and coach next week?
I don't think the issue's with our coach.
Oof. Never know.
That's pretty rough.
I watched the entire season of Ted Lasso again, so I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to believe.
Sean, I'm ready to write believe on a piece of paper and stick it up in the change room.
It's not about wins and losses, mate.
That's true.
Did you watch Ted Lasso?
Yeah, it's about what you build.
Correct.
What are they building?
But Tom, let's take it back to what you said at the start, which is it feels like you're going backwards.
Yeah, it does.
The opposite of Ted Lasso. Look, that's Team Impala.
That's very good. That's very good. Look, I feel like, I'm going backwards.
Yeah.
Look, it's bleak. It's not the end of the world. I'm flat today, but I will be up and about next week because we're going to fucking win next week.
Yep.
We're going to do it. And I believe in the girls and I believe in Paul Hood, the coach, and I believe in Meg Mack, the captain, who's playing really fucking well again. I need a win, boys. I need a win. I think Geelong need a win.
The whole city does.
I think.
The lights are off in Geelong at the moment.
HBA is dark.
Did I say this to you?
No Milos.
Did I say this to you?
The sexy flag is at half mast.
It is. The dildo's folded in on itself.
I've never seen dildos so flaccid.
Oh, man. Come on. Sexyland needs you to lift, girls. I think I said this to you, Sean. It's weird. Overachieving because of fucked conferences in our first season, I think has fucked us at some point because it meant the immediate year after where we probably still needed some top round draft picks we couldn't get because it was like, well, no, technically you finished fourth. And it's like, yeah, we didn't kick a goal in either of the finals we played in.
I hear that. But at the same time, other clubs have made do, haven't they?
Have they though?
I think so.
Who?
I don't know. Brisbane.
But you've had a lot longer to build your list.
I mean,
this
you,
the
you say that, but we've also been gutted.
I would, often, yeah, so, absolutely.
You know,
this
swings and roundabouts.
This is our gutted year then, Sean. We haven't come out the other side like you
have. I thought that was last year and the year before.
No, well,
I'm going to stop making fun of Geelong.
Yep.
And its people and its city. I believe they can turn this around.
I hope so.
Yeah, this show. Otherwise, Tom needs it.
Otherwise, I might not be on this show until the women's season.
That's not very. That's pretty bad form, Tom. I roll in every fucking week when Essendon's bottoming out in the AFLM.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True.
Lift, Tom. And look, if you're a Collingwood supporter and you're still listening to the show for some fucked reason, even after weeks and weeks of us being like, you stupid pricks, we hate you.
Years.
There's a big bright spot.
Yeah, there is, but we're not going to talk about it because you're stupid pricks and we hate you.
No, the Collingwood AFLW
team. Fire Eddie and we'll talk.
Yeah. But seriously, the AFLW Collingwood team is
looking. No, not at all. We don't go in there. If they fire Eddie, then we'll talk about Collingwood.
Yeah, I'll reveal what I was about to say. Once Eddie steps down into the hell.
Correct.
Anyway, next game, which had a very, very similar score to the Collingwood Geelong game, which was Melbourne defeated Richmond 44-16.
No surprises here.
Yep.
Melbourne kicked very straight. Yeah, 7-2.
Just humming along, Melbourne.
Yeah, the wheels are going to fall off soon. It's Melbourne.
Yeah.
Just waiting. Just waiting. Something will happen.
The wheels don't really fall off at Melbourne, though. They kind of just get unlucky and just miss.
The men's team, the wheels. Yeah. The wheels don't even get on.
They didn't put the nuts on the wheels. They just fell off.
Yeah, Richmond, again, people were really on them this season again. And I don't know why.
People were on them because they like, oh, the men's team won the flag. Therefore, like the fact that they weren't favourites, the fact that Brisbane weren't favourites in round one is fucking wild to me.
Again, I think that was just purely in our tipping comp or the tipping app that we use. I think with like bookmakers, Brisbane were still favourites. Are people actually on Richmond? I don't think they
people
really
were. Because I think there's more
positivity. They're like, oh, we're finally going to win a game this year. Hopefully.
Hasn't happened.
I think that there's...
Fuck, it can't be against me, boys.
There is... oh, shit. Tom.
Do you play them?
Don't know yet.
There is obviously a very, 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 very big glaring problem in AFLW at the moment, and this season has really highlighted it, which is... Separate the Hosking twins. Neither of them win a game.
Yeah,
it's true. Get them back together. Don't separate twins. Don't separate wives. It's the rule of AFLW.
Yeah.
Freo still winning because they kept the wives together.
It's true. It's the power.
It's the power.
Yeah.
Power of love and twins.
Reunite the Hoskings.
That's the goal. Hashtag reunite the Hoskings.
What is family? Don't break up the family.
Don't do it.
Although watching both Hosking sisters, even though Sarah in particular not having a lot of success at the moment. Look great on the field.
She kicked a goal, I believe.
Yeah.
That's one each across 2 weeks.
Just kicked that fucked one round one. Jesus Christ. Anyway, yeah, Melbourne looking good. Richmond looking what you'd probably expect.
Yeah. Hope it stays that way.
Yeah.
Hey, fair enough.
Yeah. I hope again, it's maybe another high level board issue at another club that maybe some people need to go. Maybe, I don't know, senior men's coach should probably step down.
Well, even just like, you know, invest in your other football programs.
Yeah, you know what it'd probably be? You know what would help the AFLW side win a game?
Probably a VFLW side?
Yeah, if there was like a pathway through like a lower state league team.
That'll make a lot of sense.
Shame there isn't, though.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just part of COVID.
They're a poor club, Tom.
Yeah, part of COVID. No other Victorian side.
They don't have
side.
Any money.
No
money.
Other Victorian side, I believe, is fielding a VFLW team. Right, boys? That's correct? No,
that sounds accurate. Sure.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Mm, yeah. Damn.
Richmond, the richest club in the AFL.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
I'm agreeing to the just Richmond part, not the richest club in the AFL part, because I don't think that part's true.
They've won three of the last four flags, and they have 90,000 members every year plus.
I think West Coast is the richest club, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, they probably, that checks out.
Collingwood?
Nah.
And fuck Collingwood.
Collingwood don't reveal how much money they make anymore, which means they're losing money.
Yeah, I think it's West Coast.
I think Gemma, let us know.
Yep.
Gemma, let us know. Thank you.
I reckon the reason that Collingwood aren't revealing how much they're earning anymore is because someone who had filled their pockets with a lot of money from Collingwood is now probably injecting some of that back into the club.
Yeah.
And I reckon that that's also probably affecting salaries. Yep. Which,
and that person is not Dame Beams. You're not getting that money back.
Anyway, next game, North Melbourne took on St. Kilda. North, still getting it done, but
St. Kilda gave him
a bit of a fright.
It was, I don't know if you watched this game, boys, but
I did.
It was so frustrating to watch St. Kilda because they basically were doing everything that North Melbourne were doing, except where North Melbourne wouldn't make that last mistake on the handball, St. Kilda would.
Yeah, I'd say.
And that's just inexperience.
I tip St. Kilda.
Fuck, they're good though. I love it. I love them.
I was trying to go a few upsets. Got way in over my head.
Yeah.
I think I backed the Saints too, mate.
You went for huge round two upsets to make up for the solid position you were already in for round one.
Yeah, I'm a fuckwit.
No, Sean.
There's only one sensible tipper. You're a believer. In this show. You're right, Tom. I am.
Yeah. Don't ever believe. Change.
I'm coming for you, Joel. I'm going to fucking take you down next
you
week.
You were ahead of me before you started.
I'm going to be ahead of you again.
Tipping like a madman.
He wanted to be ahead of you even more.
Yeah. I wanted to win by like such a margin that everyone just quit next year. Like, what's the point? He's unstoppable.
Winning a footy tipping competition by six. Six clear. Jesus Christ. Yeah, North Melbourne looked, yeah, like, I mean, if they bleed, that's probably what, yep.
They're bruised. I don't think they're bleeding yet, but they're bruised.
I mean, also, St Kilda did give them a scare, and then North Melbourne prevented them from scoring for the second half of the game entirely, which is fucked. But one team came in this weekend and prevented a team from scoring in even a more fucked way. And that was the next game, which will probably be known as the Q Massacre.
Sean, I have to say,
yes.
I'd like to thank you as a Geelong supporter.
That's
because what you've done is you've made a team kick a lower score than our score last week, which I think was the previous lower score. Yeah.
I know that if the other team scores zero, it doesn't do much for your percentage, but I wanted it to happen.
No, it would do heaps for your percentage.
No.
Only in round one, it wouldn't do anything for your percentage.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that right? Is that how it works?
Because it's like points for and points against.
Your points against would still be so low. Because nothing would be added to it.
I'm an idiot. Why did we let him score two behinds?
Fuck. Yeah, because I was in a weird situation where the commentator said it, and I was writing, being like, when Geelong,
that's Gold Coast
kicked
me.
Up behind, the commentator's like, well, that'll help the percentage. No, because one of the commentators like, well, they need to score to help the percentage. And I was typing a message being like, the commentators are fuckwits. That's not how it works. And then Sean said, no, this is good for the percentage. And I was like, I'll leave it. But
because I believed Beck Goddard.
Well, no, because she said that about the Geelong North game, which was the first game that either team had played. So technically their points for and against would have been zero.
Hey, that checks out.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't. That's frustrating.
Sorry, not the points for and against. Geelong's points for and the.
Yeah, Brisbane, pretty good premiership favourites.
Sure.
They're probably not, though, are they?
So if you are unaware and you're like, wow, why was this a massacre? It's because the final score was 65-2.
Is this Brisbane's highest ever score?
Good question. I don't know that. Jem would know.
It's
it'd be up there.
It feels like it is.
It'd be their biggest win.
Yeah, it has to be.
Sure.
It's their first time in an AFLW team that both players, that two forwards have kicked four goals or more.
Oh, it's. I'll tell you what.
Step aside, Brownie and Lynch. Here's Davidson and Wardlaw.
That's right. We talked a lot about the forward line. Fucking hell, it's firing. Now, you know how we talked about how Brisbane got gutted?
Yeah.
It's like, imagine if we still had all those big guns on the list, right? Well, imagine if we still had Taylor Harris and Sabrina. I'd rather have Davidson and Wardlaw. Don't you pull that face at me, you motherfucker. Reed.
Sean, if Taylor Harris was available, you'd take her in a heartbeat.
Nah, not if I have to give up Wardlaw or
That's
Davidson.
A fair point.
Like, why would I? Taylor Harris is a gun player. Wardlaw is like on the Wardlaw could have nearly won the goal kicking last year. She had a pretty good season. I think the winning tally, I think you were saying, Joel, was 10 goals last year.
Yeah, last year it was 10.
But she's already kicked 5, I think. Actually, I can't remember if she scored in the first
She did not.
Well, she's on 4, but
first.
Davidson's kicked 5 for the year already.
Davidson, Sean, is there a player who loves a celebration more than Dakota Davidson?
I love it. It's a different celebration every time.
She does.
It's a new
adventure,
and I love it.
She loves blowing a kiss to the fans and waving at the sky and finger guns.
Yeah.
Sometimes doing
She's
both.
Waving to me in space. She already sent me there. I'm up there. She goes, g'day. No, she's awesome. I'll tell you who's fucking, I think, just like a step above a lot of other players, and that's Bodie.
Oh, big time.
When she gets the ball, there's another player too I want to talk about for Brisbane, but Bodie just seems like she's on a different level, I reckon.
Yep.
Like when she gets the ball, I feel safe. I'm like, something good's going to happen here.
It's good to having a player, every team you need to have a player like that, so that when you're stressed and you see that player pick the ball up, you can go, oh, I'm not stressed anymore.
Yeah.
Something good's going to come from this.
Nat Grider. Is she the most composed halfback in the AFL?
It's fucked.
It was.
She's fucking, and she's 20. Every time she gets the ball, she's another one. I just feel safe.
Yeah.
When Lutkins has it, Brisbane's back line, I'm very at peace.
Obvious.
When the ball's down there, I'm like, good luck.
Well, what do you
keep,
got?
Keep kicking inside 50s. I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do? You're going to get past the wall? No, you're not. You're not going to get past. Conan's so underrated. I get too excited talking about this team. I love them so much.
I was about to say, your backline is what? Lutkins.
Yeah.
You've got Conan. Yeah. Grider.
Yeah.
Who's the player?
Possum White's playing down there as well.
Conway.
Yep.
Who's just like, oh, yeah, I'll just do this.
I thought Conway could have won the medal yesterday. Wardlaw won it. She kicked four goals. I think she had two goal assists as well. She nearly had a hand in everything. She's fucking awesome.
Her marks were huge.
Yeah. Oh, Davidson could have kicked five too. There was in that fourth quarter. Someone missed. Oh, she passed one off too. Yep. No, Wardlaw passed one off, I think. Davidson had that one. She was on the lead and it just went over her head. And her goal kicking accuracy is so fucking good. It would have been a bag.
I can't remember who it was, but it was also like, it was in the third. There was a huge play from the bat. Like from.
Was it Svark?
Oh.
Was it? She was neck and neck with her opponent running for the ball in defensive 50, scooped it up one handed and just fucking bang.
Yeah.
She was gone.
But then
ran to the wing.
Passed it off to a player. And
then, the kick wasn't so good.
No, the kick was fine.
Oh, it's a different play than I think.
Okay. So there was a burst of speed out of the out of Brisbane's defensive 50. Yeah. Passed it off to a player who did pick it up, who also put on the speed.
Oh, that was the Hodder. When Hodder set up that goal.
Oh, but then, yeah. But they had to take it back because there was a free kick off the ball.
Yeah. Hodder is...
Which went to Brisbane anyway, yeah. And then they just, I think, got it done.
Hodder is fucking great. She's so exciting every time she's around the ball. I think if she just gets a little more clean, there's a few like she just sort of like taps it on a bit, can't quite get a hand on it. But when she does, like, and she's, because she's got the rugby background too.
Yeah.
She's so hard to tackle.
Yep.
Because she doesn't look, she's quite small.
Yeah.
Good luck catching her. Brisbane have got a really speedy team now. And O'Dwyer's quick too. I reckon she played her best game.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was, you and I were talking, because we watched the previous game together, Richmond-Brisbane, and you were like, when she starts putting together a full four quarters, watch out. And I think she got pretty fucking close.
It felt like a more complete game. Apparently she's the best runner at the club too.
Doesn't surprise me.
It bodes well. She's perfect on the wing, I reckon. And because it was Pride round, so Brisbane were on that awesome jumper.
Yeah.
And
that was one bright spot. Geelong had a good Pride jumper. That's the only.
So not every club had a jumper?
No, not every club.
Because Gold Coast just had Pride socks.
Yeah, some of them have socks, some of them have jumpers. I think the reason Geelong had one is Rochelle Cranston pushed pretty heavily to have one made up. We also had like a beanie and a scarf and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think both teams in the Pride game obviously did.
Yep.
And yeah, some clubs had them and some clubs didn't. I think Adelaide, Geelong, Brisbane, Bulldogs and Carlton. Correct me if I'm wrong, anyone.
Yep. So Brisbane, they're auctioning the jumpers off after the game, right? And I had a look at it. Now, you know how I'm the biggest Ulla O'Dwyer fan in the country?
Yep.
Maybe I'm not, because hers is clearly the top jumper so far in the bidding. There's still, at time of recording, 4 days left. Because I thought I might have a sneaky little bid here on someone's.
Yeah.
Hers is like currently had 15 bids. It's at like $550 already.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The next closest is like maybe $300. So people getting around O'Dwyer.
Maybe she's bidding on herself.
I would love that. I would love that so much.
Trying to milk you
for her dad back in Ireland bidding on it.
Well, maybe it's someone in the entire town are getting behind her.
I love that. I still might have a sneaky bid on someone. I think the O'Dwyer one's now out of my price range, but I'll have a little fish around.
Yes.
Mate, I reckon
Bell Doors is still about 190 at the moment.
Oh.
Well, there's 4 days to go. These things are going to... You can do like the buy now. So it's got Ali Anderson's one, buy now, $1,500. And I'm like, whoa, that's what they're expecting it to get to.
Yeah.
Okay. Just have a punt, mate. Just
I'll have a crack at someone.
Have a dip.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yep.
If there's a rich fan listening to How Good's Footy, buy Sean that jumper.
People should fucking chip in, buy me a jumper. Personally, I would go for the O'Dwyer one. It's out of most of our price ranges now. Bell Doors would be good. Mate, any of them.
Maybe we need to get out
Knack Rider's one's not as expensive yet as I would think it's worth. It's just the problem now. It's too many guns at Brisbane.
Yeah. So all the jumpies are too expensive. Yep.
Everyone's bidding on Wooshner's one. Wooshner can't get a game at the moment. That's how good the forward line's going.
That's fucked.
That's huge.
The midfield's firing. The back line's firing. I'm very excited. It's going to be good to face a team that hasn't lost yet in Collingwood.
And I think and that'll also show you exactly where you are in the competition, which is top of the ladder.
I think Starcevic was saying that. No disrespect to Gold Coast, but we're looking forward to playing teams that are going to have a red hot crack.
Yeah.
Because then we'll see where we're at.
Speaking of red hot, there was also two games this week that had fucked weather. And the Q Clash was one of them. It was 34 degrees.
I didn't, like, you wouldn't think that on the screen. And then you saw, 34, and one of the commentators, Michael Whiting, he does the Brisbane reporting stuff on Twitter. He's like, it feels like it's about over 40 here at the game.
Jesus. So if you're an overseas listener and you use the Fahrenheit system, that's 100 Fahrenheit.
It's fucked. Imagine playing sport in that for two hours.
I would have vomited after 30 seconds. I'm hot just recording this podcast.
They put in like the heat policy thing, so I think it was longer breaks.
But still, between quarters.
Still, that's fucked.
I would have got so sunburnt.
Yeah. If I walk out and it's sunny and it's 24, I'm like, settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it was 20 today and I was like, a bit spicy.
Yeah, fucking hell. That's insane.
Jesus. Anyway, Next game, and another massacre. Much like all the other massacres that have happened prior to this, but Adelaide just put to bed the Giants. Sean, you believed in the Giants.
Yeah.
They lost by 47 points.
I don't know why. I think I just got sucked in. I think I remember Gemma saying that they just their accuracy in front of goals letting them down. And I just, for some reason, thought they were going to just turn it around.
They kicked 2-3 goals, so yeah, they were a little inaccurate. Could have kicked 5-3
I honestly don't know why I did that because I think Adelaide's barely going to lose a game. I don't know what happened to me.
Sean, you got sucked in.
Yeah. I definitely meant to tip St Kilda. I don't think I meant to tip the Giants. Something's happened there.
Yeah. Look, Adelaide, still very good.
Yeah.
They're still great. Very good.
Good luck beating them.
And also something worth noting, the Adelaide Giants game and the next game, the Fremantle West Coast game. When we recorded last week, these games were not happening.
No.
Then
they happened.
Giants and Adelaide one got added, and then they added the Freo and West Coast.
The Freo West Coast one got added like Friday night.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Well, that was the other interesting thing just that we didn't mention is that Brisbane was supposed to play Geelong.
Yeah.
You ended up playing a Q clash and Geelong ended up playing Collingwood.
Yeah. It's good that we still got the percentage boost we would have got.
Yeah. Probably a similar result.
You're a fuck.
Oh, come on, Tom. No. Have a bit of fun.
Oh,
lighten up, Tom.
Fuck you.
Anyway.
I shouldn't do this because Geelong will beat us.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Don't worry about that.
The final game of the round, Freo took on the Eagles and won by only 9 points. But
the weather,
BT, it was absolutely pissing down.
In a fucked way.
It was raining tidal waves.
It was one of those things where when you look at the weather, you know when you watch like a game and you look at the weather and you're like, oh, the weather looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
And you know it's bad when like the cameras are like underwater.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, it looks bad. It must be 1,000 times worse.
There's a lot of shots fucked. From the game where you can't really see the players' faces because the rain is so heavy.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It was raining tackles as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Should we just pull up?
Just pull up Kiara Bauer's stats because you know
AKA
it was
AKA Turbo.
Obviously, she's going to have a lot of tackles in a wet weather game, but I don't know about other statistical areas. Surely, like it's a bit of a tricky maybe a lot of handballs. Yeah. Would that be correct?
AKA Carnlo medalist.
Carnlo, she's going to win.
It's going to be the Bauer's medal.
She was one of the best on previously in their first round one game. Yeah. She's then pulled this out of her ass for this one.
So she kicked a goal.
Yep, oh, that's pretty huge in a game where only 2 goals were kicked.
She had 23 touches.
A lot of handballs, right?
Fucking huge.
Because it's wet.
14 tackles.
Oh.
It was more tackles than that, wasn't it?
No, 14.
Oh, for some reason, I thought she had 20 tackles.
Nah, she had 20 kicks, Sean.
It's insane.
Yeah,
wet weather footy. She kicked the ball 20 fucking times.
Three handballs.
Machine. Imagine, like, having a player whose nickname is Turbo. Yeah. Turbo is often like, oh, this person's Turbo. And you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. They're probably not that good. She's the only Turbo I've ever heard of who actually matches what her nickname is.
So she had 21 touches against the Giants and 23 against the Eagles. So she's on 22 average for the season.
Yeah, she's a lock for the medal.
She's also you always know she's going to hit you with tackles, but then if she's also she's killing you by killing you, and then she's killing you by getting the ball and using it as well. She's just an unstoppable force.
That disposal count plus the tackle count. It's just how much she's around the actual ball.
Yeah.
It's insane.
She's just mad. And also the best part about it is they had a medal. So the winner of the derby gets a medal.
Yeah.
And of course, no crowd at this West Coast Freo game. So she's been presented her own medal because people couldn't be there to present her the medal. So she got her own medal. She didn't really want to do a speech. And clearly someone off camera was telling her she had to do a speech. And in her speech, she's, you know, telling the West Coast, oh, you know, I don't love playing in this weather. And then got to the bit of the speech which talked about Freo, and she's like, man, I love yous. And I'll tell you what.
That's great.
We love us too.
Yeah. It's wild, isn't it, though? The zero crowd, because I think last year, didn't they have like 36,000 or something like that?
Yeah. It was the first ever game at the Eagles. I think the first derby between them was one of the first games at
New Stadium. And that would have been one of the biggest crowds.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah.
It was sad to see a game with no crowd after we had crowds back again.
Yeah.
But they're going to be back this week, I think.
Yep. So speaking of this week.
Yeah.
Let's look at round three, should we talk?
Yeah, we should.
Friday night, GMHBA Stadium. Wowee. It is Geelong. Friday night
in GMHBA. Maybe I'm going to go down to Geelong. Yeah.
Jumping down the highway, Tom.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Geelong are taking on Western Bulldogs.
You better get a ticket now.
I better get a ticket now, yeah. Although they'll go on sale tomorrow.
Get Terrence on it, mate.
Yeah. I'm a member, so I should probably figure out how to
You get a pre. There membership. Should be a pre-sale for members. That's an hour before.
It's true.
I should not know more about this than you, Tom.
Hey, all I'm saying is I would have prepared earlier, but we only found out the games were out like
today.
Today.
Yeah. So I'll be tipping Western Bulldogs.
Come on, Sean.
Geelong.
Yes.
I think they can turn it around.
Good okay. boy.
In front of the home crowd.
Ooh, that's yep. true.
It's big.
Yep. Dogs. It's big. Only if Tom's there, though.
Yeah, only if Tom. If Tom,
if Tom can't
go,
get a ticket, yeah, the Bulldogs they will... securing a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we've got Giants taking on the Suns. I think Giants, this, if you're going to look for Giants to turn it around, I
where
think
is
this
it?
Blacktown International Sports Park.
Or do you think the Suns would yes. be like, we have embarrassed yes. ourselves?
Sean.
Because if they play the way they did in stages against Melbourne the week before, I reckon the Suns.
I believe in the Suns.
I can't, though.
Nah,
that was so bad.
I'm tipping them.
I'm going to go Giants,
yeah,
I think.
I'm going to go Giants as well. Also, just quickly on that, the commentators at three-quarter time were laying into Gold Coast in the Gold Coast-Brisbane game because the players were like, there was a song playing. Some of the players were like kind of dancing along while they were setting up for the play.
See, you know what?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Fucking, I hate commentators criticizing yeah. players for having a good time. Yeah, fuck
that,
off.
That's the chat that belongs in the men's game.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be doing it that shit.
All serious and up their own ass.
Yeah.
Goddard and, fuck, who was the other commentator?
I hate that. I fucking hate that. And I like Bet Goddard a lot, but I fucking hate that attitude.
It was Hickey.
Yes, that's yeah. right. Hickey.
Oh, she's a former Geelong player. Our old captain.
Yeah.
Tell you
I
what.
I think the problem.
I think just in the context of the score line, you know, but whatever. There was a clip, a great clip of the Brisbane girls before the game dancing in the rooms to a song, and Starcevich is just like trying to lower the. He's like, bring it down. Bring it down. And they just didn't give a shit.
Well, I bet there was fucking more celebrating yeah. the moment that siren went. Then Saturday, St Kilda take on Carlton.
Carlton have got to win.
Yeah, they have to.
They have to.
Yeah, I'm going to go Carlton.
St Kilda.
Yeah, fair
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, they believe, don't they?
I just.
It should
don't
be
know.
A good game.
Yeah.
Where is it?
RSEA is Park.
That's St Kilda's home.
Moorabbin.
Down in Moorabbin. Okay. Yeah. You going down, Joel?
I think I'm working.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. That's all right.
It'd be a hot ticket down there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, because this is. Both teams need this win.
Well, no. St Kilda have at least had a win.
Well, yeah, but like.
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
time slot's that game got?
5:10.
That won't be a TV one, will it?
Nah.
It's all right. KO. Or it could be on 7Mate.
Oh.
Because they were broadcasting.
They did 7Mate did the Brisbane game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Then Saturday night we have Melbourne take on North at Casey Fields.
Ooh. That doesn't count as a home ground advantage because I don't think Melbourne win a lot at Casey Fields.
I think they would. Love, I think they like playing there, don't they?
I mean, from, it's
windy conditions. As fuck. It's awful. So
I'll go North, I think, but I might change before then.
I'm going to go North too, just because from what I saw up close.
Yeah, they look powerful.
They're dangerous.
Speaking of powerful, how's this for a fucked round three game? Adelaide take on Frio.
That is fucking game of the year so far.
Is that a grand final preview?
It's probably a prelim preview. Yeah,
to work out who will be playing Brisbane in the grand
right.
final.
That is right. To work out who will be losing to Brisbane in the grand final.
That's huge.
That yeah, fucking hell. I'm going to go Freo.
Yeah, I think I'm going Freo too.
Where is it?
Norwood Oval.
So Adelaide.
Ooh.
The issue I think is
Adelaide.
Are Freo absolutely fucked from playing in cooked conditions for a 9-point win? Because to their credit, Eagles were pretty consistent.
Oh, and Adelaide missed a lot of shots. Yeah. I think it was 2-11, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2-11 to 2-3. Yeah.
But still, the fatigue factor compared to Adelaide, who got to coast.
Yeah, it could be. That's some wisdom from you, Thomas.
I can't tip against Bowers, though, Freya.
That's a real flip of the coin game, I reckon.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to think about this one.
Yeah.
Tip a bit later in the week.
Yeah, that's prime time action, that is.
Oh,
fuck.
And then Sunday afternoon, we have Brisbane take on Collingwood. Another huge game.
Ooh.
Massive. This is the test, Sean. At Hickey Park?
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
This is the test, mate.
Well, it's a test. I think there's bigger tests.
Absolutely.
I think the biggest test in the game right now would be for Brisbane to play against a Freo or an Adelaide or a North Melbourne.
Yep.
And then Collingwood's probably the next rung down.
This is big, though.
It's big. It's the biggest game they've played so far, for sure.
Can't wait for them to win it, too.
And they beat us last time, so...
I reckon Brisbane will win just because in both games, Collingwood have done a thing where they have not played four quarters of footy yet.
Yeah.
It took them a half to get going against Geelong. Once they got going against Geelong, they killed us. But it took them a half.
The opposite against Carlton, where they fell asleep for a quarter and Carlton almost fucking killed them because of it.
Brisbane will want to be switched on then, because we should have put the game away at quarter time, but Gold Coast was still in it just because we missed a lot of goals. So
yeah, you kicked 2-3.
If Brisbane play as well as they can, I think they win this game.
Yep.
And then final game of the round, Richmond take on the Eagles. Eagles. Oh,
Jesus.
Boys, I think Richmond are going to win.
I think they will too. I think this is their first win.
The Eagles have lost, I think, another 2 or 3 players to injuries in that Freo game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, they were ravaged by
injuries. And their best player in Dana Hooker sliced her fucking foot open.
Yeah.
That's a fucked injury.
A freak accident, that one. Is that at Punt Road?
And that is at Punt Road Oval.
Yep. No, Swinburne Centre.
I'll tell you what.
I think it's going to get their first win.
Yeah.
I hope Sarah enjoys her win.
I hope she does too. That's a big. Oh. There's a lot of people in that. There's a lot of people in that. No one on the outside of that circle, actually. Everyone's on the inside.
Yeah.
I reckon if Richmond lose this game, you got to send Sarah back to Carlton or somehow poach Jess mid-season.
No, send her back. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Send her back.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's clearly the magic of twins, and the curse has then been put on Richmond for separating them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's bad for the game.
Yeah. No one wants it.
No
one wants it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joel.
Tom.
Have we got any emails?
We've got a couple. I wasn't quite ready for it for some reason. Don't know why.
Even though this is the segment we go to it every time in this show?
Every single time. I think it's because I was looking at my phone for the previous fixture, but I didn't have... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm feeling. Anyway, here's our first email. And this is from Ryan. Subject. And this was unplanned. So this isn't part of the subject. This is from Ryan. The subject of this email is bring her home. An open letter... to the Richmond Football Club. Esteemed and valued members of the Footy Council, I've been having a few beers after watching the AFLW game between the D's and the Tigers, and I have to say, first of all, up the D's, good win. Though I will admit, it is with a heavy heart I write this email. My gals in blue have thus far left me bereft of roast after 2 close games, 2 fiery games settled but by a goal. And though these 2 games played out pretty differently, and we had heroes stepping up in each, this afternoon's clash brought something truly home. We're missing Sarah Hosking. I'm missing Sarah Hosking. Jess is missing Sarah Hosking.
Yep.
Don't separate them.
Thus, I have written a little haiku in this plea to Richmond. Bring her home. Richmond, bring her home. Hoskins must not be parted. Football queens bleed blue. Thank you.
Is that the first time Hagrid's Footy's ever had a haiku?
We've had poems before.
That's true.
Mm. Thank you. And this is from Ryan, in brackets, the one that supports the Blues, not the Brisbane one, though I should clarify after the confusion last year. P.S.
Oh, here we go.
Please, might we have a crumb of firing Eddie, big racist fuckhead, Maguire from his job, from his life, and into the fucking sun. Ryan, yeah, there was some of that earlier, but I stand by those words. Yeah. And again,
so now, does the Age.
Now is a great time to point out that that tweet from How Good's Footy was published on the Age website with no context.
Yeah, beautiful.
And our last email this week comes from Jess. Subject, it's good to see it live.
Jess Hosking?
That's not she's Jess saying, Hosking.
Bring my sister back?
Yeah, she's like, hey, have you seen Sarah? I really want to play with her some more. Hey, boys, I'm at the Lions vs. Gold Coast game, and I'm hyped for some live footy. This heat is a killer, but it isn't. But isn't that the fun of midday games? To add to the atmosphere, there is a sausage sizzle, which I have greedily taken advantage of.
Oh,
I love that. Tom, you and GMHBA Stadium can take that Milo ice cream and shove it up your ass. Sausage sizzle?
I mean, there's often a sausage sizzle at GMHBA.
Is there really?
Well. Yeah, even during the men's games. They often have them over at the... there's a local team based just across the way, and there's often a sausage sizzle.
Oh, wait, so not in the ground?
Yeah. Like, just, like, the ground's here, and it's just like...
Do you have to go out of the gate to get it?
Yeah.
Well, then that's not in the ground, is it?
But that ground's like a park.
Look at you trying to say GMHBA.
Stolen valor.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Fucking stealing sausage sizzle valor. Stolen. I can't believe this.
Yeah, Tom, that's bullshit.
That's fucked.
GMHBA is bereft of sausage sizzle, all right?
All right, then.
Doesn't have any.
I'm constructing this email as the game is playing, so please forgive me if this email is a bit disjointed. I never got to see the Q Clash live last year, and the draw, like all draws do, left me feeling empty. So I was hoping that today would be a cracker, and oh boy is it. At this point of the email, it's halftime, and here are my favourite highlights so far. Wardlaw's goal kicked us off to a great start, and Dakota Davidson's goal celebrations are just supercharging the team. Speaking of supercharging, how was that sprint by Svark? She was lightning and zoomed past Gold Coast like they weren't even there. Then there is Hodder. Sean, you're right. She's a fucking jet. Yep. Here one second and there the next. I can barely keep track of her. I actually screamed, oh my God, in the third quarter when she slipped through like three players right in front of me. Oh yeah. Now it's the third quarter, by the way. Bodies have been flying all game. Lutkin's defense is amazing. Honestly, everyone's been amazing. I'm super proud of the girls. They're going to hold the cup this year, no doubt about it. Overall, fantastic win, and my body is ready for more. Jess.
Oh, can't wait to be back.
Powerful. And if you want to send us an email going through your experiences at the footy, play-by-play, round-by-minute-by-minute, not round-by-round, that's weird, you can send it to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty or individually, I'm at Orcatreed.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Douche13. And fuck, it's good to be back in the How Good's Footy studio.
It is.
It sounds good, looks good. It's good to look both of you in the eyes. Tom, you need to fucking cheer up, mate. It's not the end of the season yet.
Yep. No, look, I need a Milo ice cream.
It's going to be okay, mate. It's going to be okay. You believe, so it's going to be
fine. I do. Yeah. I believe.
Yep. Yeah. So should Geelong. They should believe.
They should believe. This is also infuriating. And look, I know we've just ended the episode, but I just need to bring it up.
Yeah.
He's lost two fucking games, and because of the AFLM shit, he forgot what it feels like.
Yeah.
Forgot the taste of toast.
Well, no. It's not about losing games. It's I think the nature of the losses.
Yes.
That's what stinks.
If you'd lost like Carlton had lost,
yeah,
you'd be right up. You'd be up to your neck in it still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even St Kilda, you know.
Believe.
I do believe.
Tom, I've just got one question for you.
Yeah, mate.
Do you believe in miracles?
Oh boy, do I.
Haggard's footy.
Yeah, I'm still tipping the dogs.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.